This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. It's an American fantasy so enduring, so, may I say, cliched, that it has even taken hold abroad. Escape the drudgery of daily life by hitting the free and easy open road. Get your motor running. Head out on the highway. Samantha and David Ellicott, a couple from England, have just finished a one-year tour of the United States in their RV. Day to Day's Madeline Brand paid them a visit to find out what the open road looks like from a British perspective.
So this is our last day.
This is your last day?
This is the last day, our final day in the van. If you'd like to come aboard.
Thanks.
We step over the welcome mat that says, "Home is where we park it!" exclamation point, into a tidy 20-foot-long RV parked at the Malibu Beach RV Park.
But yeah, we've got a big double bed at the back. There's a fridge freezer, there's a wash basin, there's a shower in the back, a toilet, you know. There's everything you need to live out of. It's never felt like a cramped space. Like, you know, things which come as standard, like a big television, which for us was quite bizarre when we first started looking at vans. It's like there's a TV, but there's a TV on every van you look at. Yeah. Then they opened a cupboard and there was a VCR in it. It's like we only got one at home about 2 years ago.
David is 40 years old and Samantha is 39. He runs a halfway house for former inmates. She works with youthful offenders. At first they planned a six-month trip, then decided to take an entire year.
Part of it was we'd come over for a number of years and we love the outdoors here and the walking. And I think it just also came to a point with work. You know, we both actually quite enjoy our jobs, but felt like we needed to have a break from them.
So, and then just one day I said to Dave, why don't we just take a year out and buy an RV instead of renting it? And it just came about, so we both instantly said yes.
We decided we weren't going to take out and get a bigger house, we weren't going to get a bigger car, we were going to, yeah, okay, put careers on hold for this time. We were going to give up some of the things at home and sacrifice that to have the year away. And, you know, I think it's paid off. We've enjoyed, well, every minute, I would say. You know, overall, I wouldn't have swapped this year for being at home for another year. So
when they arrived in the States last spring, they paid $30,000 to an RV dealer and promptly gave their new home a name.
It's Shorty. Oh. Travels with Shorty. Basically, a lot of the vans are just so big. 38 foot is standard. This is 22, so hence he is a little shorty.
Yeah. Well, did you ever get sick of each other being in such a small space for a year?
No, I'd say not. I mean, we don't tend to argue anyway and fall out and things, but no, we're both very organized people.
Samantha especially. Every day she wrote in her journal what happened and how much money they'd spent. She even wrote down which space number they were assigned when they arrived at an RV park.
So Sunday the 21st of November, we were in Avon in North Carolina. We've got the temperature of 62 degrees. And on that day, the site cost $20, bought a newspaper for $1, postcards were $3, and $13 on groceries, so...
So, $37 that day. Pretty cheap for a life-changing trip. Samantha and David spent most of their time in state and national parks. Even after a year, they're still agog at the immensity and beauty of the country's wilderness, like Crater Lake in Oregon or Yellowstone in Wyoming. But they say their year-long adventure was less easy rider than easy does it. I asked them if they'd met any crazy characters along the way or had any acid trip-like experiences, and, well, not really. It seems that Peter Fonda's and Dennis Hopper's are alive and well, but they've aged a bit.
And people, they don't mean to be rude, but they stare at us because I think they think, you've wandered onto our RV site, what are you doing? Why are you in the restrooms or why are you using the laundry facilities? But pretty much everywhere we've gone, we are easily 20, 30 years younger than everyone else.
Still, Samantha and David have done something few Americans pre-retirement ever dare to do. Break free of ordinary life to try something new.
You know, I think it's easy to get into a bit of a routine sometimes and work takes over your life and it feels like, oh, what did I do for the last year? Because that's what we get a lot from people at home is that we haven't really done anything. I've been to work, it's been really busy.
Yeah.
So to be able to step outside of that, I think, gives you a different perspective when you actually go back into it as well, really.
Which they're about to do. David and Samantha Ellicott sold the RV and went back to England. Their jobs, house, garden, and cats. But they say they've fallen in love with America and they fantasize about the day when they retire, about buying another RV and spending at least half of each year here, tooling along the open road. For Day to Day, I'm Madeline Brand.